Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dr. Faye Vitito about keeping livestock cool in the summer. So my number one question is, what can you do to keep livestock safe at this time of year?
One thing, first of all, I would say to all livestock and outdoor animal owners would be to keep an ear out on the radio, such as yourself and other news alerts, because they're very good about giving weather indications of a time when the heat index, which combines temperature and humidity, is more life-threatening to animals. So keep your ear out this summer to National Weather Service, to our radio stations and other media sources that might let you know that one of these extreme heat advisories is on. One thing to remember about outdoors is it breezy? Is it windy? Do the animals have shade? A shade is very critically important to animals to give them relief. Also, if there's a grove of trees or shade nearby, you will also have a change in the air currents, even if there isn't a wind. It will help create a movement of air over the animals, much like an overhead fan does for us. So shade and breeze, those can be built inexpensively. They can also, provided you can put your water source near where the shade is, because that's one thing the animals will be seeking. They have to have ample water source, sometimes 2 to 3 to 4 times more water in the heat to survive than during a cold or even a 70-degree day where they have normal temperatures and stuff. So fresh water is extraordinarily important. Some animals perspire heavily, such as horses. Some don't, such as cattle, which produce a lot of salivation. As soon as they get even mildly dehydrated, they will have trouble digesting their food. Their appetites will spin off. So animals in production, it's key that water is absolutely an abundance for them to drink, and that would be healthy water. And might say that to keep water sources healthy, that livestock should not be allowed to bathe in ponds or stand in ponds where they'll pollute the water and hence the water source for all the animals.
In that same vein, what sort of differential care would you recommend for cows as opposed to horses?
Well, both have very similar needs in that they are pastured animals. If they're on pasture, they would be very similar as far as care goes. If they are in lots, then cattle might have to have a special higher type of cover that protects them from torrential rains as well as from hail as well as a sunlight and stuff. So those are a little bit higher and more specialized. The hoop structures work very well for cattle sometimes, but not so much for horses. Horses are an animal that would need more hay in the summertime. If they're dry lot, it becomes very difficult to dry lot horses in the summertime and create all their needs without proper ventilated stabling. So horse stabling would be a little bit more specialized. There are some facilities that can be used for either species, but horses too, they do have their tails, so they can create a little bit of a wind on themselves and the mane. And that brings up another issue about summertime health, and that is flies and mosquitoes. So animals with shade, there will be some kinds of flies that will not bother them if they have shade, and that would be both for horses and cattle. Neighborhood control of flies and mosquitoes can be a problem. If you have a neighbor that does not take care of those, then you'll have to do more intensive care for fly sprays or netting for mosquitoes on horses, which makes them a little bit more one-on-one, easier to have mechanical methods to control insects, such as a face mask that we could put on an individual horse, which protects them also a little bit from the UV light on their eyes as well as from the mosquitoes and flies and gnats.
So apart from shade and making sure they have plenty of water, is there any other tips that you can give people for when the temperature does start to get really hot to protect their livestock?
One thing that I haven't mentioned yet, it's kind of on the realm of nutrition. If they're sweating a lot or using a lot of water, then salt and mineral source needs to be available to replace that salt so that they can perspire. They do have the right amount of electrolytes in their system. So a salt source would be very key in the summertime, and it needs to be placed where the rain won't dissolve and wash it away. Nutrition is very important to survive heat. really low-quality hay that's high in fiber creates a lot of frictional heat in animals for both horses and cattle and sheep. We didn't mention our small ruminants, and many of these things would apply to them as well. So salt would be very important, as well as a proper balanced diet that's not high in bulk.
Any other helpful tips or helpful information that you have for people?
I think checking in extreme heat, checking animals more than once a day, just surveying and counting and seeing and observing for signs of heat stress, which might be open mouth breathing or increased respiration rates and cows with tongues hanging out. Those are dire emergencies where you might need assistance with sprinkling or wetting their body in order to chill them down. And if you're doing the proper care that we outlined to begin with, Joe, you shouldn't probably see any of those extreme heat stress events. If you think your animals are heat stressed, then please call a veterinarian or get some assistance in animal care to decide what you can do to help alleviate it. And occasionally, not every year, but occasionally we will have those kind of heat stresses, prolonged periods where it is quite difficult to keep animals cool.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dr. Faye Vitito. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.